I'm here at National Ag Week in Washington, D.C., and with me is Ben.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I'm Ben Droz. I'm here in Washington, D.C., where I work as the legislative liaison for Vote Hemp, a single-issue advocacy group dedicated to removing the harmful federal regulations on industrial hemp production.
All right, so tell me a little bit about hemp.
So industrial hemp, the reason why I call it that is it is not a drug. This is what it's called around the world. Hemp has been grown throughout the United States since the beginning of our country's founding. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were hemp farmers. Henry Ford was actually doing research on hemp fuels and hemp biocomposites. And now today, we are looking back to see if we can grow hemp once again.
And you can use it to make a variety of different products, right?
Absolutely. Right here, I have a hemp biocomposite briefcase. I'm also wearing a hemp tie. And you can also eat hemp food products, which are now available in any Whole Foods, any natural food store. Hemp seed has high protein and high omega-3 essential fatty acids. So there's literally thousands of uses for hemp.
Well, as you mentioned, it was grown in this country before, and it's always been used to make rope, right?
It was used to make rope and rigging for ships back in 200 years ago. But today, there's so many new uses for it, like these food products, which are very profitable. And also, building materials are very exciting. There's a concrete-like material, they call it hempcrete, which actually stores carbon in the walls, so it can actually be carbon negative. It has great insulation properties, and so we're very excited about these new potential uses for hemp products, which really could create a lot of jobs, create a lot of revenue, and we're very excited to be able to do that here in the United States.
Okay, so what makes hemp different than pot?
So hemp and pot are completely different. Industrial hemp is defined as containing less than 0.3% THC. So this has no use whatsoever as a drug. You couldn't smoke a telephone pole sized joint. You know, nothing would happen. All you get is a headache. And the rest of the world actually regulates hemp as a crop. We're the only developed country that, thinks it's a drug. And so, getting the science, talking with this, once we have the science behind this, we can really see that hemp is not a drug, and that's exactly why we are excited about where we are today.
So where are you today?
The Farm Bill, the 2014 Farm Bill, for the first time actually passed an amendment that includes industrial hemp. So that's Section 7606 of the Farm Bill. Actually defines industrial hemp as containing 0.3% THC, and then it allows states to conduct pilot program research projects at the university level and through the State Department of Agriculture. Now, this is only possible in the states where hemp is already legal. So that's 10 states. It's already legal. So Colorado, Kentucky, Vermont, Montana, North Dakota, California, Maine, just to name a few. In these states, we can now move forward with actually growing hemp on a research level to be able to see how it grows best, start developing the varieties of hemp that grow best for these different regions. And then ultimately, I'm sure that we will get positive results. And those results will then encourage lawmakers that we really need to change these laws so that farmers can grow this profitable crop.
Well, I mean, there's just a stigma attached to it. Is that right?
Exactly. It's just a stigma. When somebody says hemp, they always want to make some jokes. They're always making jokes. What's he smoking now? But the truth is that, hemp, long before it was ever confused for a drug, it was a vital crop in the United States.
Another thing that I've heard it talked about being used for is, and you mentioned it, a biofuel. You could potentially use this as a biofuel to make biodiesel, right?
Absolutely. So biodiesel, hemp is a great crop for that. Already, we already know that. As far as cellulosic ethanol goes, that's got a long way to go, but we've already started experimenting with that. And there's actually a company called Patriot Bioenergy based out of Kentucky. They're already starting to experiment with co-firing hemp by putting it into a coal plant. And they can actually, they use about a 50-50 hemp to coal, and it's working. And, so they've started doing that. And we really think there's a lot of potential, certainly in the biofuel sector.
How easy is it to grow?
hemp is a great hardy crop. It's easy to grow, and that's one of the real reasons why it's such a great crop for farmers, is it doesn't require very heavy inputs, whether it's pesticides, herbicides, or even just water. So we really don't need that much of that. And, you know, as a farmer in Canada said, she sows the seeds, she closes the gate. 3 months later, she comes, she opens the gate, and she harvests it, and she doesn't have to do anything.
So 3 months. So you could have a potential of getting several crops a year in a place like Florida, for instance.
Sure. It can be as little as 90 days. You know, it's between 90 and 100 days in most regions. So, yeah, that's what's great about hemp. It is one of the fastest growing crops, literally. It can, and if you have the right crop, it can grow 10, 15 feet tall. You know, so it's a very efficient biomass producer, and that's why we're really excited about the prospects of this, because it could be highly profitable for farmers to grow, and they could also use parts of it right on their field. So it's a really great crop for farmers.
I've lived in Missouri, for example, and we see, you know, you can see what looks like pot growing on the side of the road. It's like a weed. It's just a weed. I just don't get how it's so different. Is it just its chemical makeup? I mean, what is it?
Exactly. So the five-finger leaf, you know, is the same, and that is what is so confusing. But, you know, we really want to look at the facts. And so the facts are, you know, they can be tested. So what you're talking about is feral hemp, which is just wild hemp. It's called ditchweed. That's because, you know, down in Missouri, they used to grow so much hemp that now it's just, you know, it still grows wild, because if it's left untamed, it'll just grow wild because it's such a hardy crop. It really does grow like a weed. But, you know, it can be tested with a new chemical test to show exactly how much THC is in there, which is, as I'm saying, very, very minute. But also kids will find out, you know, sometimes kids will steal it. They'll try to smoke it. They'll realize you can't get high from that. And so we really want to know, this could be actually a beneficial crop. You know, we can use those seeds to develop a variety that grows great in the Missouri climate. By using some of this feral hemp. But it's growing in Missouri. It's growing in Kentucky. It's growing in Nebraska. It's growing in Indiana. It's growing all around the country, really, because hemp used to be such a huge crop.
So you feel good at this point that you're making some progress legislatively?
Absolutely. This farm bill victory was huge for us because, you know, I've been working on this for over 5 years. Vote Hemp has been around for over a decade. And Kentucky has had hemp legislation since 1995. So this has certainly been a long time coming. But we're very excited about this amendment to the farm bill, which for the first time will allow farmers to legally plant seed. In the ground. Now, this is, again, not commercial scale. This is just for research. But we are very excited about, you know, the potential of this. And also because we really think that the results of these pilot programs is going to be very positive.
What do you think economically this could mean? I mean, how much could you sell hemp for per by the acre?
Well, right now, we just got in our numbers of the U.S. retail sales of hemp products in 2012 was 2013 was $581 million U.S. retail market. That was up 26% from last year. So we are seeing a very fast growing market. We are seeing, you know, exactly what we've been predicting, which is this market is expanding. American consumers want these products. If we were to be able, if and when we grow it here in the U.S., the cost of hemp products at the register will go down. So we are expecting that sales will go up even more than they're already going up. So we see a lot of market potential for this. Now, as far as what that means for the farmer, we know that farmers can get over $300 profit per acre. And this can sometimes go up even more depending on the conditions. But it can be $600, $700, even $800 profit per acre. And so that's profit because it's such a hardy crop and it's very high value. The oil from hemp seed can be sold. It's sold as a high value food additive in natural food stores. And so it's very, very healthy. It's a superfood. It's been on TV. You know, Dr. Oz has said that this is a superfood. And so we are very excited about mostly really about the prospects for farmers who will be able to grow this crop. You know, we don't see farmers growing massive amounts of hemp, especially at first, but this could really be a great safety net because this could provide a farmer with added income on just, you know, 15, 20 acres. They could really, you know, grow some very high quality hemp.
I was thinking I've seen, like, hand lotions and things made from hemp oil, right?
Exactly. There's, it's great for your skin, so lotions, tanning lotions. I use Dr. Bronner's lotion and soaps. So it's used in all types of these specialty products like that. Also, you know, the clothing, you know, more and more designers are using hemp. They're kind of eco designers, blending hemp with organic cotton. And it's something that American consumers really want. You know, the sales are showing that. So, you know, we are very excited because the market growth has really been amazing. And Whole Foods has, you know, I talked to one of their marketing directors, and they said, you know, hemp products are very popular. And so we just are expecting this growth to continue. We do not think that hemp is just some fad, some trend, like some people are saying kale, like, oh, everyone's eating kale. You know, it's just a fad. But we actually see that hemp will actually be long-lasting. And if once we grow it in the U.S. and those we can actually stop importing it from Canada and grow it here, we think that the market will expand even more.
Now, the states where it's legal, the few states where it's legal, does that mean you can grow it and make products out of it and sell it in those states?
Not yet. Exactly. No, so not yet. Now, those states have already passed legislation to be able to do that, but the federal government has not yet clarified their position on industrial hemp. And it's not because we haven't tried. We've been pushing this. You know, we've done petitions. We have gotten letters from different Senate offices into the DOJ, but, you know, we have yet for them to make the statement. But, you know, certainly we have a lot on our side. This amendment to the Farm Bill is actually being pushed by Senator McConnell. So we definitely have some heavy hitters on our side. Our Senate bill is being sponsored by Senator Ron Wyden, Senator Merkley of Oregon, Senator McConnell and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, and Senator Bernie Sanders. And all of those states have legal hemp already, and they're just waiting to grow it commercially. But the current Farm Bill Amendment only allows for research pilot programs. But it's certainly a very important first step, and you know, I know of a bunch of companies that really want to buy American grown hemp, but they're just going to have to keep importing it until you know, we can get some more activity here on the Hill, and that's exactly what you know, my job is to really encourage farmers to reach out and make this an issue, because we really need to build support for this to show we actually want to grow hemp. So I work for Vote Hemp. You know, you can visit votehemp.com, and we have action alerts. You know, I'm up here in D.C. regularly meeting with representatives, and, you know, we really see a lot of good potential, but we still have a lot of work to do. And so there's lots of ways to get involved, and we certainly hope you'll get involved.
Thanks, Ben. Here in Washington, D.C., I'm Cindy Zimmerman.